They saw the mean old weasel coming.
Oh, shit. It's that motherfucker named Satire.
And he does worship Satan. His belief system basically is the same as the Church of Satan.
He is
the most powerful, the most mysterious monarch in all the world.
This time I'm gonna make a little
sound collage.
It's music that'll move you, and you're gonna like it. And
it will live forever in the minds and hearts of millions of people.
You see, the whole thing is make-believe.
The music got everyone crazy.
It's like we had a disaster.
Start the madness.
Who's laughing, baby?
Everyone's laughing and riding and cornholing.
Well, I am not.
I wasn't laughing.
It's not funny!
Farting is no laughing matter.
What is funny?
Every single word in the Bible.
What does the word of God say to us?
God has a plan for
some lunch and meat, a loaf of bread, potato chips, and a roll of toilet paper.
They have something special in the way of a sandwich in mind.
It's made with eggshells and corn cobs.
A layer of breadcrumbs on top, if desired.
You must carry it with you anytime you are on the job.
Now I have a lasagna.
When you're in the mood for great Italian food,
just punch yourself in front of a mirror.
I want to hear you scream.
I am a naughty puppet.
Good. And remember,
pasta.
So therefore, we must have
a handful of wet spaghetti noodles.
Two recipes are given on the inside cover of your Bible.
And God spoke to me the other night. He said,
everyone needs food.
Today I gave you a chicken salad,
mashed potato, and ketchup sandwich.
You got one top of lasagna?
Yes, I do.
Remember the fucking lasagna I gave you last night? Guess where I got the fucking sauce from?
A tampon that was dipped in Skittles and vomit.
Delicious and satisfying.
You are disgusting.
Y'all need to chill.
Nah, I'm sorry, I ain't got no time to chill, but I got,
Yes!
Is it loud enough?
Too noisy.
And he let out one last frightened trumpeting bellow. Can you hear me over this noise?
Yes, I think I can.
In case you missed them, the sales consultant posed three questions to the prospects.
One of them is, are you or are you not totally and completely nuts?
There's no one right answer to these questions.
Here's a sales tip.
Throw my 8-year-old son in the pool.
Get this thing off of me!
You want us to sell Amway?
Something like that.
Now there's finally a product on the market called
Taco Bell Scraps.
It cleans and shines refrigerators.
Go fuck a refrigerator, peckerneck!
It's okay to be scared, but you have to remember,
don't fuck the babysitter!
But instead,
please fuck
Johnny Mathis
here at First Family Church.
But of course, there are many individual pastors who are
in the Church of Satan.
But you'd be surprised how many injuries there are even here.
But if you know Jesus, you probably will have two balls,
like Grandma and Grandpa.
And Grandmother had
two alive ones.
Show us your nuts.
Oh, Grandma!
Look at my testicles,
said Grandmother with a smile.
The grandfather was angry at this.
They took the clothes off.
And so should you.
Push up clothing when possible to see what may be strapped to the body.
It's a vibrator.
Grandpa disconnected the battery.
I believe we've had enough of that in the United States.
There's nothing my grandson and I look forward to more.
Doing drugs, sniffing gluten, drinking
Summer's Eve post-menstrual douche.
With 100% natural flavors.
Namely?
Vinegar and water.
It has more flavor than other douches.
It even gives your body extra hair.
On your buttocks.
Where it counts most.
The only disposable douche with a light touch of
a dead fish.
Imagine what a week-old fish smells like.
Our growing area.
That's correct, Bill.
What did you say his name was, Uncle Gene?
Bill Clinton.
I know my fucking name!
Well, never mind that now, Billy.
Why not give your husband a carton of Philip Morris cigarettes?
Motherfucker! I'll smoke your ass!
Come on, Bill.
Oh, man, shut your anorexic, malnutrition, tapeworm having overdose Dick Gregory Bahamian diet drinking ass up.
Then make breakfast real fun for the kids.
I will give them something they've never seen before.
Frog heads and frog legs.
Serve warm on a freshly baked croissant.
Try that delicious breakfast combination,
or you will die.
After breakfast the next day,
he was carried to the hospital and
he had an itching, burning sensation
in his tidy whities
and constant bloating and gas. Are you constipated?
Yes, I am, damn it.
Has your doctor suggested
being placed inside a coffin
to help you?
They did.
But it didn't work out.
We'll have to think of something else, she said.
How about this?
Wait until a lady offers her
butthole
if she wanted to
cut off
your boobs.
I'll wear them tomorrow for the big parade through the city.
No thanks.
I offered them in exchange for the use of one of their holes.
See these holes?
Those holes are 50 times bigger than the
huge boulders.
It was quite massive.
I didn't know she had
two old dried up
assholes.
I began to hear her
speak into the mic.
It said,
I'm her first asshole.
Push your fingers in there and it's nice and moist.
Right, but I'm tired of
my finger isn't tired.
I'm tired of this shit.
Then you don't need to listen anymore. Don't waste your time.
That's what I'm trying to do. Get up out of this motherfucker, man. Right. Serious, man. I'm fed up with this shit.
All right, well, go on then.
Goodbye.
Bye, friends.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
See ya.